Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar, dollar, lawyer, yes, sir, Allah. It's right here. Let's get it.
We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly. They think he bugging, but that's the scriptures. Revelation 18, verse 1 through 18. Come out of her, my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. Said the Most High.
Then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from us, from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, 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 boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her desolate. So it's going to start over the Middle East and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens. But we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished. And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Only temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord said the nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. You believe you should do, so do we. Can we agree on that?
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Let me welcome you to the Lion's Den. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den. This is Warriors of Christ, Brother Jonathan and Brother Dwayne. Going to be bringing you.
Shalom.
Yes, shalom, brother. Shalom. Want to first start off by saying, Ahayaba Hashem Yeshaya, Barakatam. God bless you all in the name of the Father, the Most High, and Christ, the Son, Warawak, the Holy Spirit. As usual, we bring you another lesson or study on God, the God of this world, and his imposters. But before we get started, we're going to go into the seven overcomes, showing you that once we overcome things that we may go through on the earth, you know, there's rewards waiting on us. Okay, so I'm going to go to Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To whom that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. So that's Christ speaking throughout Revelation, letting you know all the rewards that shall be given to those that overcome.
Most High,
Raise your glasses, it's toast time. Seek them while he can't be found, cause later on you got no time. Whatsoever you do in word, and whatsoever you do in deed, do all things in the name of Christ. Only one created all things. Holy feast is coming up, and some of y'all just ain't tough enough. See y'all probably like twice a year, only come around when the free food and stuff. Revelations chapter 3, verse 15 and verse 16. I know thy works, you lukewarm. He gonna spew you out like Mrs. T.
Devil is a liar, he is fake, and a coward walking to and fro in the earth trying to devour every stitch of anything that's for the most high. Speaking to himself every time that he lies. Since the beginning, he perpetuates the sinner. He and all black grinning while we walking white linen. Shouts to the 12, scattered to the four corners. Going to the earth, laughs in the morning. Glorify the most high and his anointed. Fixing on the devil like a brewer's double jointed. Fixing on Satan like Jackie Joyner. Glory to the most high, George Shine Hoyer. Revelation 2 and 9, y'all do glory. Evil get knocked out, ask a Delahoya. Glorified bodies that you admit mortal. But neither by the word, the most high's order. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible word. Open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My mind focused, my Bible open. 7 days, no time for joking. Get it straight and go meditate. You reprobate them and your mind broken. Listen up, it's a good look. Wipe the dust off the good book. The only book, not just any book. Open it up and take a good look. Every time I read, I can't find religion. And the rapture, man, they forgot to mention. I still can't find no Joseph Smith, no Rastafari, and no Christians. Only laws and judgments. Israel and the covenant. In Psalms chapter 83. And the nation still holding grudges. It's time to get in this word. I'ma tell you chapter and verse. When you get a chance to read the Maccabees, first, second, fourth, and the third. Pick up your Bible up off the dresser on the Sabbath day. You can't do your pleasure. Nehemiah threatened to lay hands on at the Father Sabbath in the time of Ezra. It's time to get in this word. Put down the drink and the herb. We on one accord, thus says the Lord. Plus Babylon's gonna burn. I said it's time to get in this word. Stop worrying about what you heard. The most high say you should study thyself rightly, divide truth in the word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My words potent, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. We feed the sheep, these scriptures deep. Plus Satan about to get served. To the end of time, we hold it down. Trying to get a crown, that's for show to shine. They fighting evil, but the soldiers blind. Satan's army on the constant grind. The Most High God got a plan for that. Messiah Christ, the perfect man for that. Gonna take the kingdom, King Heaven back. Like a formula lost from a running back. Good versus evil manifested in the garden. America is Babylon, the virgin daughter. Trying to stop the Most High, why bother? Prayer sent up daily to the Holy Father. To our brother Esau, beg your pardon. Got love for you even though your heart's hardened. It's a strong chance that I might be martyred. Separate the wheat and the tares at the harvest. Vaccines and abortions are killing God's fortune. Plus lies and extortion. Not to mention these abortions. See a word about Jordan's in church. With the horses fed to notice that the armies of the earth join the force. Cruel Lord over Egypt, maybe must it. Return a recompense for your head, no remorse. Glorify the Most High name, that's a higher. He is ever living while your God is never living. Pastors on television are in bonds in the prison city. Cousin, that division constantly detrimental. We had war for your spirit. Listen up if you hear judgment is coming soon. Satan and his goons fear. My Bible open, my mind focus. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible word. Open, my mind focus. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible word. Open, my mind focus. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible word. Open, my mind focus. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. Word.
Now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
All right, we're back. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den with Brother Yehonathan and Brother Dwayne. Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Okay.
All right, brother.
Okay. Like the brother say, time for me to read my seven overcomes for all the things, trials and tribulations that shall come upon me and any other brother or sister who in truth, like the brother say, if you overcome, these are the seven things what Christ told us. If we overcome, we shall achieve. Revelations 2, verse 7. He that overcome, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcome, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of the Most High Power. Revelation 2, verse 11. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcome shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation 2, verse 17. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcome, who I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in a stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saying that he that receiveth it. Revelation 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and with the vessels of the potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received my Father. Revelation 3, verse 5. He that will be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name.
Hold on, brother, your phone. I mean, the line going in and out.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear, brother. Go ahead, back, read that scripture again, brother.
Okay. Revelation 3, verse 5. He that overcome, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3, verse 12. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Revelation 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I have overcame. And I am set down with my Father in his throne. That's my seven overcomes. Go ahead and open up the show, brother.
All right. Well, we're going to be having a great show today. Of course, we're going into the God of this world and his imposters. But next Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be hosting the show with the brother by the name of John Boy, who puts out a lot of truth over music. I would call the brother a truth speaker. But we're going to be in the studio with him, asking him questions. It's going to be open for brothers and sisters who want to ask him questions. To see where he, what made him start doing what he's doing as far as pushing the truth and, why he does what he does right now. So that'll be Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have John Boy on the show, and we're going to be speaking to him. And he'll talk to us, for however long we can have him. So anybody who wants to call in and speak to the brother or like myself, are inspired by a lot of the music that the brother puts out. You can call in and let the brother know, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a show, that a lot of people be waiting to listen to Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Most definitely, most definitely. It's a blessing that we could be putting in work with a brother who like-minded. The brother's so meatful, man. He's so meatful. So that's what's up, man. His music, like you said, is very inspirational. It's 100% lined up with the scriptures. And he 100% lined up and had the same understanding of warriors in Christ. We call on the same name. We understand Ahaya Bashim and Shaliwa will walk. You know, it's just a blessing to get we chop it up with the brother offline. You know, when we ain't, you know, doing shows or nothing, we talk to the brother. We link in with the brother. So it'll be an honor to bring the brother to the show Monday night.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're all going to be looking forward to that. And we actually got a couple of tracks that we're going to play for those who have not heard about John Boy. And for all those who have, I mean, sit back and just enjoy the music. We're going to play a couple of his songs, you know, to get you familiar with the brother. And when we come back after the songs are played, we're going to get into tonight's show, which is The God of This World and His Imposters. You tuned in with Warriors in Christ, Dwayne and Brother Johannes.
Master, mind, music.
We gon' live it up, but it's tough, and it seems like it's getting more rough. We gon' keep it 100 on this one, 100 on this one. Being down in the town, here's some, when 99 is still not enough. We gon' keep it 100 on this one, 100 on this one.
Okay, Christ told that woman. He unchained for the Israelites. Yeah, that truth is staying firm for them Gentiles that don't sit right. My past is full of poverty, but my future got a rich life. YouTube, the truth, they wanna give me more than some dislikes. We get it popping without holding guns. Grudge heavy, we don't hold none. Forgiveness is for Israel. Read Acts 5 and 31. If you accept the truth as laid out in these verses, you will not see hell, but you will be working.
Don't care, they drinking poison. As long as a pretty girl pours it, try to call a phone with the truth. They seize me and they ignore it.
We gon' live it up, but it's tough, but it's tough. And it seems like it's getting more rough. We gon' keep it 100 on this one.
Purchase your tracks today.
100 on this one. Being down in the town, get some. When 99 is just not enough, we gon' keep it 100 on this one.
Can't say he love the world, he only deal with a certain race. Don't believe it, go and tell me what Romans 9 and 7 say. Amos 3 and 2.
That song stopped short in the middle of it. Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yeah,
I don't know why it stopped short. We just gonna play. It's still playing, but it's just, you know, we just gonna go ahead and play this other track.
Okay.
All I Want. 1 second.
Rick and Daddy is on the beat.
When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. Praying, cause I can't redeem myself. For, and I pray to the sky for, yes,
I pray to the skies.
Why say your souls to demons? Why join them? I'll beat them. Unrighteous, unlikeness, you will make it into the kingdom. Unfairness is evil. Synagogue of cheating, the king is returning. Anyone this title got my war gear on out here looking like Iron Man with a Bible. We don't deal with no shooting stars, we'll shoot down your idols. Can't say you got faith but never put in work. That's like saying you love somebody but treating them like dirt. They say I'm heartless and ruthless. Just because I tell you what truth is, they say I'm heartless and ruthless. Just because I tell you what truth is. You heard about the commandments, now it's time to acknowledge it. Yeah, you should be perfect, yeah, perfect like your father is. Wouldn't find this knowledge if you enrolled in all the colleges. For the Roman Empire, it's time to go out of biz. After the liquidation, the Most High gonna demolish it.
All I want is this life. All I want is this life. All I want. All I want is this life. All I want. All I want is this life. And I'm ready to die for it. Put everything else aside for it. And I pray to the sky for it. Yes, I pray to the sky for it.
I feel only myself can hold me back. Now the Bible said what you gotta show me that. I'ma keep doing me till my body collapses. Sometimes the spiritual waffle as we running some laps. I'ma keep doing it for those who do need me. They destroy the air, but I still breathe easy. Shout out to the people who do not believe TV. Selling you demonic food, no, it ain't just greasy. Out in the wilderness, we'll gather some TP. Big up to my Hebrews, man, I love my fam. Not only are we shim, we can prove we ain't ham. Revelation 2:9, prove this world a sham. We all try school, but couldn't keep my hand in. They can grab trash and see how much they can cram in. Feel like a walking flame surrounded by gas beams. Yes, we are Israel, no need to act again.
All I want is this life. 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 Ready to die for it. Put everything else aside for it. And I pray to the sky for it. Yes, I pray to the sky for it.
Back in to the Lion's Den with Brother Dwayne and Brother Yohanathan. Tonight we're going to be going into. Sorry about that, bro.
No, do your thing. Stand up, Judah.
Oh, yeah. Tonight, yeah, Judah, stand up, letting you know. You know, we're doing it for those who stand on truth. All 12 tribes, the Jews first and then the Gentiles. So, tonight we're going to be going into The God of This World is Imposter, but the two songs we just played, sorry, that was actually John Boy. First song was 100, and the second track that let us play all the way through was All I Want, in which we're going to have the Brother John Boy on the show next Monday at 9 p.m. to be the Lord's will, and you'll get to speak to that brother, you know, and ask him what inspires him, you know, on the songs that he does, and you know, we're just going to chop it up with a brother and have a great time next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern. So, Brother Dwayne, what's up?
Okay, like the brother said, we're gonna live 9 o'clock Monday. We will have John Boy, you know what I'm saying, a good brother, you know, putting that truth out there in that music. This show here is the God of this world and his imposters. What we mean by his imposters, that it's a wide range of that because Satan has a people in this earth, Revelation 2 and 9 and 3 and 9. We understand that Satan do have a people in this earth. And, let's read that right quick. Let's go to Revelation 2 and 9 real quick.
Most definitely. I'm there, brother. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Revelation 2 and 9. Okay, let's get Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry, everybody. That was actually Revelations 3 and 9 that I just read. I'm going to go ahead and get Revelations 2 and 9 now. Revelations 2, verse 9. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Who say they are? The synagogue of who?
The synagogue of Satan.
Okay, this is the house of Satan. This is the church of Satan. These are the people of Satan. Christ said, I know thy works. The construction, the mighty constructions we have done in the earth. When I say we, yes, the people of Israel, the children of Israel, the Hebrew Israelites that built the mighty constructions in Egypt when they was in bondage. Not the Great Pyramid Giza, but the other pyramids. The children of Israel built those pyramids. Your people built those pyramids in ancient times. Also, this great, mighty industrial complex where you live in that America. America is a great industrial complex that is the hem of the earth. This is the daughter of Babylon. We built this country. The children... We are the children of the slaves that came on the slave ships. And no matter how much you might feel, you're in a country that's free, you're in a country that's rich in resources, or however you might feel, that you're so far away from remembering the slavery days, your people built this country. Blood, sweat, and tears. We built this industrial complex. We did, the children of Israel, so-called blacks came on slave ships, the so-called people in the West Indies, Benjamin, the so-called Indians, the Native American Indians built this country, the so-called Cubans, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, your people built this country. All 12 tribes had a hand building this country. So when we say imposters, Satan has people in the earth that's playing like they children of Israel. They playing like they're you. So let's get into this song before we go into this.
All right. Malak Dawiyat, the devil is a liar.
Liar and the truth ain't in you. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you.
You's a liar and the truth ain't in you.
The devil lied when he told y'all that the laws of God were done away. Christ said to think not till heaven and earth just pass away. Meditating night and day so I never go astray. Precept upon precept, therefore I hate every false way. Second admonition reject.
one shot nor one tittle. Line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Casting down every high thing that exalts itself against God. The philosophies of Esau, Ishmael, and Magog. We suffering from the curses of Deuteronomy 28. We lifting up our voices like Isaiah 58. Get it straight, make no mistake. Ever since 1948, Esau been in Palestine pretending to be his brother Jake. Theologian, seminary schools done played you just like you the fool. Tossed to and fro in every wind of doctrine. Ever learning and never get the truth. I'm an Israelite from the tribe of Judah, your slave master in the near future. I don't worship money, don't worship Zeus, I don't worship Baal, I don't worship Buddha.
The devil is a liar, the devil is a liar. Except the lamb, for deal with the lion. The devil is a liar, the devil is a lion. Drop his body in a lake of the fire.
The devil lies, don't let it take you by surprise. It's more than life, it's just getting high. He's speaking of his own every time he lies. Don't take my word, you can ask your shy. Revelation chapter 2 and 9, two-thirds is gonna fry. And if you don't love Christ, it's suicide. It's do or die in Babylon. In the four corners we were scattered on. We don't wrestle with no flesh and blood, but we ready to get our battle on. I'm walking through the wilderness, and I'm not looking for Gilgamesh. I'm looking for Mount Zion. It was promised to Jacob's children. Theologian, seminary schools done played you just like you the fool. Tossed to and fro and every wind of doctrine. Ever learning and never get the truth. I'm an Israelite from the tribe of Judah, your slave master in the near future. I don't worship money, I don't worship Zeus, I don't worship Baal, I don't worship Buddha. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you.
You's a liar and the truth ain't in you.
The devil is a liar, the devil is a liar. Except the lamb for deal with the lion. The devil is a liar, the devil is a liar. Drop his body in a lake of the fire.
Of your father the devil and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. 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 Revelation chapter 12 verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent that's called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with, cast out with, cast out with, cast out with, cast out with.
You's a liar and the truth ain't in you. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you.
You's a liar and the truth ain't in you.
You tuned in to the Lion's Den with Brother Dwayne and Brother Yohanan, your host. We're going to be getting into tonight's study or show, which is the God of this world and his imposters.
Let's go to Revelation 12, verse 8, real fast. Since we're dealing with the God of this world, a lot of people, they fail to understand when they say God. A lot of people just say, yeah, I believe in God, 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 God. A lot of people don't understand that their God is Satan. You know, their power is Satan. You know, because these so-called blessings, what they gain and they're getting, these materialistic gains are from Satan. Once you start coming to the understanding of the true power, of the true power of who created the earth, who sent his son to down the cross, you find out Satan start taking his things away from you. You start suffering. If you in so much prosperity and you living in so much luxury and very sumptuously, the God of your power is the God of this world. So let's go to Revelation 12, verse 9. Revelation 12, verse 8. What does it say?
12 and 8 is, and prevailed not. Revelation chapter 12, verse 8. And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven.
No, start at 7. Start at 7. Let's start at 7.
All right. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Okay, Satan was cast out to the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. So a lot of times when we be looking at things from a perspective of a Christian or a perspective of an individual with no understanding, or an individual who has no ties to the scripture period, we only look at Satan. And half of us don't even look at Satan behind anything. A lot of us just say we're praying to God and that's it. We don't even recognize Satan exists. He exists, and he also had angels that was cast out with him. It says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. It said deceiveth the whole world. So this world is in deception. We don't even understand the depths of Satan of his devices. It says, which deceiveth the whole world. Remember, let's go to Isaiah 14, verse 12, and let's see what Satan said. Let's see what did Satan say in his heart. In order for people to be deceived and believe they're calling on the Most High when they're actually calling on Satan, because Satan hear your prayers. And while you're praying for a car, you're praying for your rent to be paid, while you're praying for all this prosperous things, your God give you what you want. Let's go to Isaiah 14, verse 12.
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?
Read that again. Read that again.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer?
How art thou fallen from heaven? Hold on 1 second. How art thou fallen from heaven? Read that again.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?
He did see, it says, which didst weaken the nations, weaken the people in the earth. He weakened the people in the earth through war. He weakened the people in the earth through lies. He weakened the people in the earth through deception and all lying wonders and miracles. We have atheists running around and don't even believe in the Most High. They'll believe in science. They'll believe in evolution. They believe you came from a monkey before they believe the Most High Power pulled Christ out of him and created the earth. And Christ created the earth. They won't give the Most High no reverence, point blank period, but that's what we here to do. Satan fell from where? Heaven. He did it to weaken the nations through war, through all lying wonders. Let's go to Luke 10, verse 1, because it said how out there fallen from heaven. Let's go to Luke 10, verse 1. We're going to go back. We're going to hold that with you, and we're going to go back. Because it said, how they're falling from the heavens, O Lucifer. Because Christ could verify he's seen him fall. Luke 10, verse 1.
Luke 10, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other seven. Hold on. You say Luke 10?
Luke 10, verse 1.
Okay. Luke 10, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed others other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways,
okay, well,
behold.
Go your ways.
Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves.
Okay,
carry not
Christ,
a purse.
Hold on. Christ is sending out the 70 disciples to go do out the work. He's sending out 7 disciples to go do out the work and bring the people to the understanding of who they really are and bring them to the knowledge of the Most High. Read verse 17 and 18 for me. When they come, let's see when they come back what they say to Christ and what Christ say to them.
Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
What did Christ just say?
I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
Christ said he seen Satan fall from heaven. He falling from heaven like lightning falling from heaven. That sounds familiar, like a fireball or like what they call them things, some things that have been
shooting
falling
star.
Lately.
Shooting star, comet, meteor.
Meteor, a big old rock or whatever that they don't even find and hit the ground. Yeah, a lot of those be fallen angels. Christ said he's seen Satan fall as lightning from the sky. Let's go back to Isaiah 14, verse 12, and read that for me again, and read it on through for me again, because we're piggybacking on Christ saying he's seen Lucifer when he fell. He's seen him.
Right.
Revelation 14, verse 12. I'm sorry.
Isaiah chapter 14 and 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.
What he just said.
I will be like the Most High.
Okay. Only way Satan right now could be like the Most High is what? Be worshipped as the power, as the God that created everything. So all these different institutions and all these different TV shows and radio shows and all these different things with so much different confusion where nobody could focus on the one power. All these things are different avenues and different routes that Satan used to distort your understanding of the truth of who the Most High is, because he could distort your understanding of who the Most High is. He will get your prayers by default. He will get you following him by default. He will be like the Most High because you will be worshiping him and not even understanding you worshiping Satan. Most of these things you doing or we do in ignorance, we following Satan. Like if you're not calling on the right name, you're actually calling on Satan. If you're not following the holy days and doing the things that the scriptures tell you to do, you're actually following Satan. Just like we could walk in the church and say, okay, I'm up in here Sunday, but I'm eating the pork. I'm eating the pork. The scriptures say, follow the Most High. You follow the Most High because the Most High have dietary laws. So if you're not following the dietary laws, you're following Satan. If you're not following the correct days, you're following Satan. And a lot of this is by default because Satan is the god of this world. he did weaken the nations. So now we're understanding how he said he could be like the Most High. Read verse 13 for me.
Verse 13, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north.
Right now, Satan is bound to the earth. He said he will go to the sides of the north and sit among the congregation. And the only way he could do that, he need man's help. Satan can't go to the throne right now. Satan is bound to the earth. He been exiled from the heavens. That happened to him when he lost his power when Christ died on the cross. When Christ died on the cross, that was it for Satan. Satan could no longer enter into the heavenly realm. So he need help from man to get back in space. Yes, to get back to the congregation, among the congregation to the size of the north. He need man help. And if you think about it, who go back and forth to space? Where do you think that technology come from, going back and forth to space? What do you think they really be taking up, though? Have you ever seen, can anybody plainly say that they walked on the moon? I know they didn't walk on the moon. How you know they didn't walk on the moon? When you see the TV and they show you the moon is nothing but light. So if the moon is nothing but light, and you can see them walking on some gray stuff, they're not on the moon. They're not on the moon. Brother, what the light is? I mean, what the moon is, brother?
Brother, the moon is made of, like the brother said, light. Now, I'm going to put this in layman's terms. Right now, I'm sitting in front of a light right now. I can't even go close to this light bulb right now with my hand or my eyes or anything because it's just too much glare, you know? So for somebody to go into a big, giant star, a big, giant ball of light, I'll say, for sake of conversation, how is that possible? How can you be able to see, to plant anything on the moon? Because sometimes when it's light outside, brother, you can actually see the light of the moon while there's still a glare on the earth before nightfall. So, you know, that's utterly ridiculous.
When you see them walking on, bouncing up and down on gray dirt or whatever, is that lit up?
Not at all. No light at all. None whatsoever.
No. The way they had the moon looking like it's just a cold, desolate place. Like, what happened? They turn the moon off before they land. They turn the moon off before they get up there. Because if you think about the police light that's on the side of the car, and when that police take that thing and turn it and put it in your face, what happened to you?
Blinded.
So that little light will blind you, that little teeny light will blind you compared to the moon. And you could fly up to that lies, number lies. Read 13 again for me.
For thou hast, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north.
Keep going.
Verse 14, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.
He said he will be like the Most High. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. Satan said he will be like the Most High. In order to do that, he will have you worshiping on him, calling him all these different names. And you calling on Satan by default. You can't know Satan by default. He want to be worshipped. He's not going to Satan is not just going to come to you in front of you looking ugly and looking like a demon or whatever and just you worship him. He's going to come to you in whatever your lustful heart desire. He's going to deceive you. That's how Satan works. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. Read that for me.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Read that again for me. Read 3 for me.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
If these true tidings are teaching that the children of Israel, that the people, the indigenous people in America, and the indigenous people in Australia, or the people, or the indigenous people of South America, Haiti, Africa, in West Africa, scattered abroad. If these people that were scattered abroad treated any kind of way, the low and the dirt of the earth, if this tidings that we teach in the day, that the children of Israel are waking up, if that's hidden, people is hiding it. So it's a doctrine that was given to them to blind the people. And it's people who don't want to accept the truth. And if you don't want to accept the truth, you worship Satan. You don't know you worship Satan, but you worship Satan. And it's people put in place where you can't get the truth. Read that again for me.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
So it's showing you that Satan is the God of this world. The same individual who say he will exalt himself above the throne of the Most High. He is the God of this world. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. He is the God of this world, and he have imposters put in place. He have the music industry put in place for you. He have the media outlet put in, your TV put in place for you. He have your telephone put in place. All these are distractions, and all these are the devices through the God of this world to distract you from the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness, and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
They receive not the love of the truth. Hold on. They receive not the love of the truth. And it's telling you all lying wonders and deceitfulness. That's how Satan maneuver. That's how he get down. He's not going to come to you in something that's going to scare you. He's not going to come to you. If 90% of the people that worship Satan come to you in a meaningful, peaceful, nice way. The 10% that actually worship Satan, like Marilyn Manson and all these, the gothic people, those are the people you can sit at and say they wicked, they sinful, they devil worshipers. But it's 90% of them, like your pastors, your world leaders, a lot of these prominent people that you look up to are devil worshipers. They're very meekful, they're very nice, they're very cunning. That's how Satan maneuvers. Let's go in the book of Joshua. We're finna go in the book of Joshua, and we're finna show you some of these great feats Satan will. How far Satan will go to deceive people? He will go great ways to deceive you. We're going in the book of Joshua, chapter 23, verse 34, and we're gonna show you how far Satan will go to deceive.
Okay, this is the book of Jasher, chapter 23, verse 34. So that's Jasher, chapter 23, verse 34 through 39.
Hold on, before you read the book of Jasher, for y'all who don't know what the book of Jasher is, it's a book that the Bible actually refers you to. Get those two precepts, who can let them know that this book actually lines up with the Bible for all those who never heard of the Jasher. Jasher, it's the book of the upright. You know, it lines straight up with the Old Testament, and it fills in the blanks of Genesis, which is Genesis is actually an overview of many generations. So this lines right in. And there you go, handle it.
Yeah, and if you want to get that reference contained within the Bible, that would be in Joshua, I believe that's 10 and 13, Joshua chapter 10, verse 13. It says, is not this written in the book of Jasher? And also in 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 18, it says, behold, it is written in the book of Jasher, showing you that the Bible speaks of books that go in depth, that lines up with the Bible. So we're going to be reading out of Jasher. It's going to be chapter 23, verse 34 through 39. And this is when Abraham was commanded to offer up Isaac during this time that we're reading. We're starting in the 34th verse. Jasher, chapter 23, verse 34. And Abraham still rebuked Satan, and Satan went from them. And seeing he could not prevail over them, he hid himself from them. And he went and passed before them in the road. And he transformed himself to a large brook of water in the road. Let me read that one more time and go back. And Abraham still rebuked Satan, and Satan went from them. And seeing he could not prevail over them, he hid himself from them. And he went and passed before them in the road. And he transformed himself to a large brook of water in the road. And Abraham and Isaac and his two young men reached that place. And they saw a brook, large and powerful as the mighty waters. And they entered the brook and passed through it. And the waters at first reached their legs. And they went deeper in the brook, and the waters reached up to their necks. And they were all terrified on account of the water. And whilst they were going over the brook, Abraham recognized that place. And he knew that there was no water there before. And Abraham said to his son Isaac, I know this place in which there was no brook nor water. Now therefore, it is this Satan who does all this to us to draw us aside this day from the commands of God. And Abraham rebuked him and said unto him, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, be gone from us, for we go by the commands of God. And Satan was terrified at the voice of Abraham, and he went away from them, and the place again became dry land as it was at first.
Okay. Satan was terrified, right? When Abraham understood, and when he stood on the strength of the Most High, Satan was terrified. Let's go to Matthew 16, verse 20. We're just showing these great lengths Satan will go to deceive the people. We do have power over Satan. Satan works from so many different angles you have to overcome. He comes from so many different angles. Matthew 16, verse 20.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 20. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Yeshua the Christ. From that time forth began Yeshua to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Yeshua unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life,
whosoever says save his life shall lose it. Okay, go to Acts 5, verse 1. Well, okay, right here, while you're going to Acts 5, verse 1, this is Christ was letting the disciples know he was going to have to go, he was going to have to die on the cross. Peter didn't understand at that time that Christ had to go die on the cross. He didn't understand the mission Christ had to fulfill. So through love, he was telling Christ, no, my Lord. He didn't want Christ to die on the cross. But through love, Satan jumped in Peter. Through his emotions, Satan jumped in Peter. So it let you know when Christ turned around, he at Peter. But he told Peter, he looked at Peter, but he was speaking to Satan. He said, Get behind me, Satan. Because he was speaking to who was in Peter. Through emotions, our emotions, that's when Satan at his highest. That's when Satan could jump in and could control us. Through anger, through fear. When you love somebody too much, Satan could jump straight in and Satan could manipulate your thoughts. So we have to be careful. These emotions is a weakness. We have to be filled with the knowledge and wisdom of the Most High before we could try to overcome. Because Satan is waiting. He's lurking. Acts 5, verse 1, to show another example of Satan through his words.
Acts chapter 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land while it remained? Was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Verse 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in, and Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Ye for so much. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband.
Okay. And go to Luke 4, verse 5 through 7, while I break that down. Okay. Satan deceived the husband and the wife to lie against the Holy Spirit. And what it meant, lying against the Holy Spirit, was the property they had, whatever price that they sold the property for, that's theirs. For example, if they sold the property for $10,000, and then they come to Peter, which is they supposed to be giving alms for the people of the Most High, for the Church of Christ, for the people of the Church of God. If you giving alms and you selling your property, the Most High don't care if it was $10,000. He don't care how much it was. But why would those two got together and say, well, for example, they got together, well, we're going to sell a property for $10,000, and we're going to go down there and tell them, well, we sold the property for $3,000. We're giving you all we got. They lying, because the Most High, you freely give. So they just, like I say, for example, they got their $10,000, went down there and lied and say they got it for $3,000, and we're going to give you all we had. That's why Peter asked, why would you lie? But at the same time, it's also showing you that the husband is just as much as accountable for the wife if they come together in a lie. The husband didn't just die. The wife did too. So Satan deceived both of them. And by them agreeing, locking themselves in an agreement to go together with this lie, both of them paid for it with their life. And not just their life. They will not see the Most High rest. They're not going to the bosom. They're going to hell. Because, you know, they lied to the Holy Spirit. That's blasphemy. They could have whatever they sold their property for. They could have whatever they would have gave up would have been a blessing, because you give from your heart freely. You don't use deceit. Let's go to Luke 4, verse 5.
Luke chapter 4, verse 5. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Verse 7. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Yeshua answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Okay. Go to 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13. Okay, right here in Luke 4, verse 5. It's giving us validation of what this show is called, the God of this world. Satan took Christ on the mountain. He showed him all the kingdoms in a moment of time. Remember, that was thousands of years ago. It was over 2,000 years ago. And Satan showed him kingdoms in a moment of time. In the moment of time is he showed him the future. We living in that time frame now, what he showed Christ. With these beautiful cities, these beautiful skylights and these tall, nice, beautiful buildings, and some of these cities just look so nice. That's the mind of Satan. That's the kingdom of Satan where he showed Christ back then. So it validates that Satan is the God of this world. Satan said, if thou will worship me, all shall be thine. He's letting Christ know, if you worship me, all this could be yours. Let's remember, Christ created the earth. Only thing Satan did was use us to create this construct. This, what he showed Christ was our blood, sweat, and tears right here in America, these beautiful cities, because we built them. Christ told him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Most High Power, and him only shall thou serve. Remember, Isaiah 14, verse 12 on down, Satan said he will exalt himself above the throne, and he will be like the Most High. Only way Satan could be like the Most High is he could be worshipped as the Most High. So, remember, a lot of us thinking we actually calling on the Most High. We're actually calling on Satan. He's very deceitful. he's very deceitful. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13.
2 Corinthians.
And why you reading, why he getting that? Why he getting that? Luke 4, verse 6 says, and the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whosoever I will give it. You got to understand, Satan is the god of this world, and he's letting you know that the power he have over the earth was given to him. And the devil said unto him, all the power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, to whom, whoever I will give it. Satan got the power of the earth when he deceived Adam. When Eve ate of the fruit, Adam wasn't deceived at the time. Death wasn't brought in the earth when she ate of the fruit. But when she took that fruit to Adam, and when Adam ate the fruit, that's when all power was going to Satan. Death was brought in the earth when Adam sinned. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13.
2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
So it's showing us right here that Satan, it says, no marvel, for Satan himself transformed into an angel of light. That might sound familiar, that a lot of these brothers say they're illuminated. They, you know, they have knowledge and understanding and these different things they try to bring you as brothers who very spiritual and knowledgeable. It says, for no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. That's real heavy over there on the masonry side. So, 11 verse 13, Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11 verse 13, for such as false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. So it's a lot of people teaching that they are of Christ, they're apostles of Christ, teaching the truth of Christ. It says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. Verse 15, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also transform as ministers of righteousness. Who ministers? Satan ministers. For verse 14, for no marvel, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Verse 15, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also transform to the ministers of righteousness. So, not my pastors. Yes, a lot of y'all pastors. And not just the pastors. A lot of the brothers who are waking up in these 101 different Israelite camps. It's only one Most High Power. But all the Israelites starting to wake up. Satan had to throw a stumbling block out there. So it's brothers who don't believe in baptism. It's brothers who call it on different names. And it's also brothers who not Christ-like, period. If you are Israelite, you come to the understanding of who you are, you can't forget being Christ-like. You can't forget to love your brother. You can't forget to love your neighbor. But if you're in one camp and you against another brother, that's not loving your brother. That's not Christ-like. If you having a problem with somebody, you're not going to that brother and letting that brother know, well, I have a problem with you. And matter of fact, why do I even have to be, I have a problem with you? Well, can we sit down and talk and try to work out our difference? Because we both coming to the understanding that we Israelites and we need to move forward to try to wake up the people. Why I got to be picking to somebody else? Not just with the men, the women too. The women could have a problem with somebody. And instead of going to the person she have a problem with to try to work out the matter, she go to her homegirl. Her homegirl give bad input because her homegirl not Christ-like either. Because she supposed to tell, well, if I see if you have a problem with him, maybe you need to sit down and y'all work out y'all differences. If any sister give another sister any input, she's not being Christ-like. Because the scripture tells us to go to the person we have a problem with. Because we need to sit down, work out things so we can move forward. We have to be Christ-like. So we could see the division. Oh, boys in Christ see the division, Israel. We understand we all coming to the understanding that we Israelites. We understand that. But we understand Satan is in the midst heavily. It's a lot of infiltration going on. It's a lot of agents among Israel. That's why we can't see eye to eye. We can't see eye to eye because we're not being Christ-like. We have to love one another. We have to love one another. We have to put away these differences. We understand we Israel, but we got to understand Satan know in the end we was going to wake up. So in order to stop us from moving forward together in unity, all lying deceitful workers, he going to use deceitful workers amongst us. Let's go to Jeremiah 10, verse 21. But we need to learn to understand it's not about the understanding we Israel. We know we Israel now. We know that. But we have to love one another. We have to push this truth together because in the end, they're going to come up against you regardless. So while you're hating your brother, they're going to come up against you anyway. So you might as well stand up together, push truth, and get ready for them to come against us.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 21. For the pastors are become brutish and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered.
The pastors have become brutish. See, the thing is, we got to understand, most of the pastors, 501c3, they 501c3, and if they're not 501c3, which is a government exemption where they have to pay no taxes, they're actually an organization. They're an organization. Warriors in Christ is 100% free. Everything we do, we pay for it out of our pockets. We push the truth 100%. To the public for free. But we have some information for y'all brothers and sisters out there who are listening. You could go to tax exempt. What is it? Taxexemptworld.com. And you could look up these so-called things, these names, these titles of these camps, or these titles of these so-called places that's bringing truth. Look them up. Go to taxworld.com and put in a title. And you will be surprised who have companies that's 501c3 companies. They are actually companies. Some of these such and such and such Israel, such and such and Christ or whatever, look them up. And then you will see. And it's Israelite camps, it's Christians. Everybody knows the Christians linked in with 501c3. But you'll be surprised what Israelite camps is. What you were going to say, brother?
No, I was just going to clarify that. That's taxexemptworld.com. That's taxexemptworld.com. Taxexemptworld.com. And you can, like the brother said, look up a lot of organizations on which they are labeled, which claim to be, you know, Israelite groups preaching the truth or pushing the true doctrine of Christ, and you will see that they are on the 501c3. So, yeah.
501c3, something like, what is it, 501?
501c3.
501c3, Texas. Yeah. taxes them. They become brutish. But you got to understand, this is Satan behind all this. He's at the hem of all this line. He's at the hem. We understand Edom over there playing like they did Israelites. But it's not just Edom. It's amongst Israel. It's among those who are supposed to be teaching the truth, supposed to be waking up the sheep. The scripture just said the flock is scattered. We scattered everywhere because we got 101 individuals who want to say they teaching truth, but linked in with 501c3, linked in with Esau, linked in with the government, linked in against the brothers who trying to teach truth. Wake up, Israel. Let's go to Titus 1, verse 10 and 11. Because we need to understand Satan is at the top of this. We need to stop looking at the fact that our brothers and sisters clashing against each other and look at who at the helm of this. Satan is at the helm of this. So you can't beat Satan. The Most High in Christ can. So get your spirits right. Link in with a brother or sister who in truth and move forward. And take your time and look up these so-called, any camp you in, take the time and look at the doctrine. If Christ was baptized, come on, man. Titus 1, verse 10.
Titus chapter 1, verse 10. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision.
Read that again. It's many what?
For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision.
Stop right there. It's many. Man, there's a lot of rude talking brothers out there, man. And it says, especially they of the circumcision, them brothers of Israel. That's brothers who was given the law. That's the bloodline that was given the law. So, yes, Israel, Satan is at the top of you. And when you out there talking crazy to people, cussing at people, the scriptures say, especially you. Read it again.
Titus chapter 1, verse 10. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision.
So just because you waking up and know you're Israelite, but you going out there talking down on people and talking crazy and rude to people out there on them street corners, yeah, you written up in the scriptures. And guess who at the top of you saying? You deceived. Even if you signed the paper to be the one over 501c3, you deceived because you rather link in with the enemy to deceive your people. You deceived. Keep reading. Read verse 11.
Titus chapter 1, verse 11. Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake.
Filthy lucre's sake. Lustfulness. And it's not just lustfulness of sex, lustfulness of money. It's crazy. And it says subvert whole households. You got whole families following some of these camps that's teaching madness. They're not teaching unity. They're not teaching love. They're not teaching the fact that soon we're going to have to bind together to try to survive together because it's going to be a rough time. We coming up in this Jacob's trouble, man. Jacob need to bind together, not divide itself. Read this whole thing again for me. Because I like this right here. I like this because Israel, we need to stand up and we need to understand we're against each other and Satan is at the top of it. Remember, this show is called The God of This World and His Apostles. So a lot of Israel, yeah, read.
First, Titus 1, chapter 10. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. Verse 11. Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake.
Go to Jeremiah 23:1. It's sad to say, and we are the people of the circumcision, and we waking up. We're supposed to be teaching in unity. We're supposed to be waking each other up so we could be a light to the Gentiles. Israel has a very serious job to do. The Most High gave you an understanding to wake up and come to the understanding of your rich heritage. And once you get the understanding of your rich heritage and you start following the laws, statutes, and commandments, and you start waking brothers and sisters up, you're supposed to go out there and be a light to the Gentiles and give them the understanding of the Most High ways to bring them out of that paganism. But we can't get along. It's 101 different Israelite camps and everybody talking down on each other. There's only a few people who actually understand you have to be Christ-like. You have to love one another. We see who teaching that. We understand who teaching that. And we see who not teaching being Christ-like. And if you're not teaching Christ-like, if you're talking down on another brother, if you're against another brother, you're not Christ-like. It's a difference between bringing out truth against a brother, and it's a difference between trying to demonize a brother. Jeremiah 23:1.
One moment.
So, this is God, the God of this world, his imposter. And it's not just Israel. The thing is, we already know it's not just Israel, but we're dealing with Israel right now because we already know that the Khazarians, the Roman Empire that's in Jerusalem, we know that the Jewish people, we know that's Amalek. That's Esau's grandchildren. We know who that is. But it twinkled all the way down to the fact that Israel waking up and then started waking up, and Satan knew we was going to wake up. He just threw the stumbling block out there, and we got a lot of brothers and sisters amongst us that's agents, that's infiltrated Israel. We know that, and we telling it tonight.
Jeremiah 23:1. Woe be unto the pastor that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord.
Read that again.
Jeremiah 23:1. Woe be unto the pastor that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord.
That's what the Most High said. Matthew 24:5. We're gonna give y'all a whole bunch of precepts tonight. We're gonna precept you to death tonight. We're gonna ride out. 24:5. Let's see what Christ said.
Matthew 24:5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
And shall do what?
And shall deceive many.
Shall deceive many. Because Christ never said, go out there and name a following after me. I didn't never go out there and say, name a following after me. He never said that. Well, in the scriptures, he said, follow me, name the, when you follow me, give the doctrine a name behind me. He didn't say that. He said he came to do the Father's will. He never said call something Christian. He never said that. Matthew 24:24.
Matthew 24.
it's a lot of deception out there from many different ways. It's the Jewish people, the Israelites against themselves, the Christians, the people who are not even understanding the true doctrine the true doctrine of what Christ was teaching before it was tainted, before 321 BC, when was it 321 AD, when Constantine merged paganism into the Christ true teachings. Matthew chapter 24, verse 24.
For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
It will deceive the very elect. A lot of these false prophets, people who are not lined up with the scriptures, who are not lined up with what was written, not telling the truth, the proper sign of somebody going to get money or a house, that's not a prophecy. Brother, is that a prophecy?
No, sir. Not at all.
You actually go to somebody who will tell you you're getting a house or a car, and you'll call them a prophet. Come on, man.
Sound like a fortune teller, somebody who got crystal ball to me.
Well, and they gave it the right name, fortune teller, somebody who's going to tell you a fortune coming.
Mm-hmm.
Read that again.
Matthew 24, verse 24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Shall deceive the very elect. Yeah, you around here signing papers to link in with the government to be 501c3. What that is? Ain't that's the elect deceived?
Most definitely. And everybody who follows, unfortunately.
Everybody who follows, unfortunately. Let's go to Job 9, verse 24, for we can understand. We understand Satan was cast down, and we understand Satan is the god of this world. Let's see what Job 9, verse 24 say. Well, everybody basically know. Anybody in Israel know. Because everybody say that same scripture. Well, do they look at it from the very depths of it? Job 9, verse 24. It's not just pointing out Esau. It's not just pointing out all the Arab stores in the black neighborhoods. Ismail. We know they linked up together. We know that. Psalms 83 let us know who all in league against Israel. But Israel, do you see you in league? Do you see his brothers among you who in league with Satan? Read Job 9, verse 24.
Job chapter 9, verse 24. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked.
So we know that. We know the earth was given to the hands of the wicked. We could see Edom. We could see Ishmael. We could see all this wickedness. We can see, we understand Satan was cast down. We understand Satan want to be the God that sits on the throne, the power that sits on the throne, the Elohim that sits on the throne. We understand that. And we understand he needs help to get up there. So that's where all this NASA and all this other mess come from, trying to get up there. They're not going to get up there. They, all that weaponry they got in the space try to stop Christ from coming. It's not going to happen, Satan. Javelin, Yahweh, Jehovah, Elohim, with all these different names you call yourself, it's not going to get it, Satan. It's just not going to cut it. We know who you are. We know who you is, and we know you. All these lying, deceitful, all this miracles and things you make happen to deceive the elect, the lost elect, we see you. And it's our job to blow the whistle. Read 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. This is Satan. We're going to read some scripture on Satan, which is how he could deceive. And like I say, Satan comes from all four corners of the globe. He covers all four corners of the globe. And his deception has much range, and his devices. Don't be dismayed and discouraged, but you do have to stay prayed up. You do have to follow these laws, statutes, and commandments, and you have to cover yourself with grace. Grace is loving the next person. Grace is accepting when somebody did something wrong. Grace is being Christ-like. The Most High mercy endures forever. So we can't go around here arguing and fighting each other and then say we in Christ. If you in Christ, your actions speak for itself. You can't come against somebody, kick them out of groups and all these, and it's, I don't want to talk to you no more and all this type of stuff. That's not Christ. Christ not like that. Read 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9.
1 Corinthians. Chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Be not deceived, because through deception and lies, and becoming needful and harmless, and you coming to people so harmless, it's people who honestly believe that homosexuality is not an abomination to the Most High. A gay person, or what the scriptures call a sodomite, could actually say the Most High, God know my heart, God loves me, but you practicing homosexuality, effeminate. Didn't read that scripture where it says effeminate. Read that again.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate.
Effeminate.
Nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
Abusers of themselves with mankind. That's strange. The scriptures call that strange flesh. If a man on a man, that is strange flesh. If a woman on a woman, that's strange flesh. Go to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners.
See that? Be not deceived. We sit around each other and we talk about anything, failing to understand we supposed to be people of upright mind, hearts, and spirits. Satan could jump in us through that vain conversation we having. Satan could jump in us. We can be deceived because we feeling we right, but our tongue is not right. Go to Galatians 6, verse 3. Showing you all these ways we can be deceived and not even know we deceived. We have to examine ourselves, all of us. We have to look at how we treat each other. We got to look at how we talk to each other. We got to look at how we think about each other. We have to be Christ-like. It's not just about being an Israelite. It's not about just understanding, you know, not to eat pork. It's not about, you know, to respect the Sabbath. We have to love, identify the fact that we love each other. We have to identify that through our works and meekness and the grace of Christ. The grace from the Father through Christ. Galatians 6, verse 3.
Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself.
He deceiveth who?
He deceiveth himself.
So if we got individuals who feel they can talk down to anybody because they have understanding or because they have a title, we can't do that. We can't be in that mind frame. The scriptures say you're nothing because you don't have Christ in you. Let's go to Ephesians 4, verse 14.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just read the next verse under that, too.
Okay.
Let me read it from the top. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. I'm going to read 4 as well. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. All right, let's sit on that.
Okay, let's go to Ephesians 4, verse 14.
All right.
And that's why it's called the God of this world and his imposters, because Satan has imposters all over the globe, from the highest to the lowest. You know, right in the house among you, Satan has an imposter, all the way to the highest of the government. What we always point out, we easy to point out what the government doing. We easy to point out what Edom doing. We easy to point out what Ishmael or Elam, we easy to point out what all the nations doing, but what is Israel doing? What are we doing? Let's go.
That was Ephesians 4 and 13, brother?
Yeah.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Read that again, because this is the scripture that's going to round this out. This is the God of the world and his imposters, but without Christ, we are nothing. Israel, stand up, come into the understanding that we know we Israelites, we know that, but at the same time, we got to fulfill everything with Christ. We have to stay girded in these scriptures. We have to learn to come amongst each other in love. There's too many groups out there. It's only one understanding. It's only one truth. It's only one Father. It's only one Christ. And it's only one Israel, but only way Israel could stand up and not be divided. We understand we have to be Christ-like. Read that again for me, because that's going to round out this study, this show. We'll open it up.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
So, that's where we at with it. Next week, bringing on John Boy Monday, we're going to also try to bring in some more brothers and sisters to the understanding that Warriors in Christ is 100% looking for like-minded brothers and sisters to put in the work, help us put in the work. We're not looking... We don't think we're better than nobody. We know we're not better than nobody. All we is vessels trying to be part of the kingdom up under Christ. We just we just understand we're at the height of a bum rush. What I mean a bum rush, everybody understanding that Israel now. When we first sat down and started studying and coming into this truth, we was around before the name Ahayah was around. When we first started studying, everybody was looking crazy when the name Ahayah was brought out. Everybody was looking crazy when the name Yeshayah was brought out. Everybody was looking crazy when the virgin birth. We was there. We seen it all. We seen the outlash when flee Babylon. And everybody screamed, that's a doctrine. That's not a doctrine. That's what the Most High say. So we was around when we seen all that unfold. And when nobody believed it was Israel. Now we see everybody understanding that Israel. The main problem is nobody want to be Christ-like. And if you're not being Christ-like, it doesn't matter if you're Israel. They say, you're a Jew on the outside, but not a Jew inwardly. You have to be Christ-like to be a Jew inwardly. And that's talking about the bloodline of the Jews. That's, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you could be Israel all you want. You could be from the bloodline all you want. If you're not executing love, peace, and accepting people, apologies, and moving, trying to, you know, keeping things on the level head. You talking about this person, talking about that person, linking with this person, going against that person, demonizing this individual, kicking this person out of here. That's not Christ, man. You have to forgive, and you have to move on. And you have to link in with that brother or sister to move forward, to get towards Zion.
Right. I think we need to read our mission statement too. I'm trying to find it, but I can't find a mission statement. I don't know if you have it in front of you, but I surely want to read that. We had a brother in the queue, but I think we lost him. So, mission statement. Come on. I'm on the face right now. I just don't know how to find it.
Scroll down.
On the timeline or what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing that. I don't see it. But if you got it in front of you, you could just read. I just think it's important. It kind of summed up everything you was basically just saying. You know, letting them know that that is our mission.
On the piggyback on that, before he the brother read the timeline, basically, when the brother come in tomorrow, that's a lot of our conversation we was having here with John Boy. We see the infiltration. We see no love coming from these camps, and we all supposed to be Israel. So just
put
heads up what the conversation gonna be by next week. Let's go.
Yeah, our mission statement as warriors in Christ is about 100% true. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect to persons, period. The truth stands. If you can't forgive and focus on building together, you're not in Christ. You know, Shalom, Ahayah Bahashem, Yeshayah, Wabawak, Barakatham. Let's bless you all in the name of the Most High Christ and the Holy Spirit. So, I think we covered a lot of bases tonight, you know, letting people know that the God of this world and his imposters have been in effect for a long time. And to this day, people are being deceived left and right. And it's time to just wake up, Israel. Wake up, Jews and Gentiles alike, everybody who's being deceived on all levels, from the smallest to the highest. And like we were saying, we're all about unity because we know divided we stand. United we stand and divided we fall. So that's pretty much what, you know, warriors in Christ are about. You tuned in to the Lion's Den, Brother Yehonathan, and Brother Dwayne.
Yeah. So, on the way or not, man, Brother John will be on Monday, and you in the Lions then with Brother Dwayne and Brother Wonathon. Go ahead and take us out with the devil's a liar. Because, hey, Satan, you can't do nothing with us. We ain't going to let you do nothing with us. You a liar.
Most definitely. Just know that, you know, the work don't stop till the casket drop. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. And you must fall in line or just fall behind.
A liar and the truth ain't in you. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you.
You's a liar and the truth ain't in you.
The devil lied when he told y'all that the laws of God were done away. Christ said to think not till heaven and earth just pass away. Meditating night and day so I never go astray. Precept upon precept, therefore I hate every false way. Second admonition reject, one jot nor one tittle. Line upon line, here a little and there a little. Casting down every high thing that exalts itself against God. The philosophies of Esau, Ishmael and Magog. We suffering from the curses of Deuteronomy 28. We lifting up our voices like Isaiah 58. Get it straight, make no mistake. Ever since 1948, Esau been in Palestine pretending to be his brother Jake. Theologian, seminary schools done played you just like beautiful. Tossed to and fro in every wind of doctrine. Ever learning and never get the truth. I'm an Israelite from the tribe of Judah, your slave master in the near future. I don't worship money, don't worship Zeus, I don't worship Baal, I don't worship Buddha.
The devil is a liar, the devil is a liar. Except the lamb, or deal with the lion. The devil is a liar, the devil is a liar. Drop his body in a lake of the fire.
Don't let it take you by surprise. It's more than life, it's just getting high. He's speaking of his own every time he lies. Don't take my word, you can ask your shy. Revelation chapter 2 and 9. Two-thirds is gonna fry. And if you don't love Christ, it's suicide. It's do or die in Babylon. In the four corners we were scattered on. We don't wrestle with no flesh and blood, but we ready to get our battle on. I'm walking through the wilderness, and I'm not looking for Gilgamesh. I'm looking for Mount Zion. It was promised to Jacob's children. Theologian, seminary schools done played you just like beautiful. Tossed to and fro in every wind of doctrine. Ever learning and never get the truth. I'm an Israelite from the tribe of Judah. Your slave master in the near future. I don't worship money. I don't worship Zeus. I don't worship Baal. I don't worship Buddha. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you.
You's a liar and the truth ain't in you.
The devil is a liar, the devil is a liar. Except the lamb or deal with the lion. The devil is a liar, the devil is a liar. Drop his body in a lake of the fire.
Of your father the devil and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it, 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 father of it. Revelation chapter 12 verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent that called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with, cast out with, cast out with, cast out with, cast out with.
You's a liar and the truth ain't in you. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you. You's a liar and the truth ain't in you.